Hi, everybody. Welcome back to part two of the season finale of 30 something. I'm your host, Chris, still. Joining me, as usual, is Rosina.
As usual.
And we still have George here. He hasn't run away.
What's up?
We tackled him.
What's going on? We trapped him. We chained him to the chair when he wasn't looking. So George, I guess you still don't have anything to talk about, but yesterday I had a revelation about something. So I think earlier in the season I was talking about how I was trying to figure out something that every girl I've liked has had in common. And I couldn't think of anything that they have in common, but I always end up in the same place where I'm just like, I'm always trying to, I know I like someone a lot when I'm trying to better myself in some way. So I'm either trying to exercise more, I start a podcast, I start writing a novel, I move into an apartment or whatever, you know, move out of, like, I'm always trying to improve myself.
Right.
And that's the only common thing I can think of, like, nothing specifically about them. So anyway, so when I was in counseling, my counselor had asked me, like, what do you get out of a relationship that you can't do for yourself? And that's what it is. Like, that's, I mean, it was, you know, aside from the obvious, but...
You don't want to better yourself for yourself?
Yeah, I have to start doing these things for myself. I have to start exercising, being more creative, productive, advancing myself in my place, I guess, in life. I have to start doing these things for myself and not for whoever comes along, you know?
Mm-hmm. You glossed over the book thing. I think that's, like, a big deal.
Throw it down?
Right? Like, writing a book?
I don't know.
I know, but, and then, yeah.
I haven't
you're always,
published.
Yeah, you're gonna be, like, your hardest critic.
Yeah.
Or you should just publish and just start writing a new thing.
Yeah.
They're all first drafts. I've never gone back and edited, revised them.
You can pay somebody to edit.
Oh, man. It's probably super expensive.
Yeah, mosquito.
Oh, boy.
He's gone. Well,
what's up? And at the risk of sounding very conceited, it's not a big deal. I've written four books.
Publish them all. Publish them.
At this point, it's like super easy.
We'll keep doing it.
No,
though,
it's
like...
super fucking hard, man. It's gotten harder every fucking year.
Stephen King writes like a bunch of it.
In fact, this year, because every year I've noticed when I start, because every November I do the novel writing challenge.
Yeah.
Which is not really, it's not a competition or anything. It's just basically a self
challenge.
Set goal, of writing 50,000 words in November. And every year I've done it, I've noticed there's, well, not every year, because the first year I already had a girlfriend. But it kind of did put a strain on our relationship.
I do remember that.
And every year after that, like, I've started talking to a girl in October. And then in November, she's just all like, never mind, this isn't working. And I'm just like, no, well, I don't have a whole lot of time. So this year, I was just like, okay, I'm not going to do it in November because I want to try to, if I meet someone, I'm not going to do it. And now I'm thinking, well, like, no, I need to, if it's something I want to do, I should do it. So I was just kind of like, it was kind of like an either or situation. And I guess I could have both, but... So far, it's proven very difficult to be starting a new relationship and writing a novel. And, yeah.
So what do they all have in common?
Nothing. But
they have to have something in common.
Books? Theoretically.
The world.
Okay.
Theoretically, they
or
should.
The books.
Yeah, or the books. The books actually do have stuff in common, which I kind of hate. I kind of hate that I'm building this little multiverse, mini-universe. Such a hack move. But
I need to read these.
But sure. They're all first drafts, like I said. So I really couldn't think of anything that they have in common, the girls.
Yeah.
It still was kind of a revelation, but I was just all like, it's the mind space that I'm in when I like someone is always I think that's more the feeling I'm... Because, like, I went on a date a few weeks ago. And, yes, last week I couldn't see her again. And this week she's out of town. And I think next week I won't be able to see her again. So I don't know what's going to happen. But, anyway, so I went on...
Remind me about that. Okay, go
on. Okay. So we went on a date, and it was very nice. it was cool. It was not, but then at the end of it, I was just kind of like, but do I like her? And I kept kind of like no, like I kind of don't feel like what's missing. And so it wasn't until last night that I kind of realized that I don't even remember how I realized it, but I was just kind of like, yeah, I kind of don't care what she thinks about me, I guess. So I'm just like, I haven't been, yeah, because I think I was thinking about exercising again. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, I haven't really felt like I need to get in shape for this girl. I haven't really felt like I need to impress her with whatever. And I was just like, I guess I don't like her. Because otherwise I would care. And
true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you had said 5 dates, right? Three dates?
For
what did you say? To decide if you like someone?
Yeah, something like that.
Three? Let's try three.
But right off the bat, like those dating coaches that I listen to, they say right off the bat the guy already knows. So if you already know, you already know.
Oh, boy. So nice, though.
I mean, you can try. They say girls to give that amount of time. Hmm. But if a guy knows where you are, like 3 or 4 dates, I guess, he'll know where to put you. Like just friends, something more, whatever.
Wow.
Like the other girl you already knew.
Which girl?
You hadn't even been on a date with her yet. Yeah.
And I did try to better myself. But then I stopped right away. I tried to exercise, get in shape, and then I stopped immediately. So did I like her that much? Kind of, yeah. I think so. I was pretty excited about it. That's a bummer. I thought I had at least a few more tries to see if I like this girl.
You might. Maybe. Never say never.
That's true. It does feel...
I'm impressed by the amount of dates you've gone on these things. Like, I've never even gone on one.
No?
No.
I haven't gone on... Oh,
you've gone on more than me.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, for
you're,
real.
You're addicted to dating.
I'm addicted to dating.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's not... A real thing. I mean, I guess it's fine. It's not... I felt like I wasn't going on that many. But I guess it's good.
Yeah.
A good amount.
It's a numbers game.
I guess.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's a draining numbers game. Frustrating numbers game.
It seems that way.
You're winning. You're winning so far. I mean,
am
to
I?
An extent. You're like weeding people out. At least, have
I
you
guess.
Learned anything about yourself in this whole process?
About myself?
Yeah, in this whole dating process.
No.
About what you want, what you don't want, what you want to deal with, like your what do they call negotiables, non-negotiables?
Negotiables.
So no.
I guess having kids? I mean like kids that already exist. Because we don't... you're aware, right, that I can't have kids anymore? Or
yeah.
I guess I could, but I... If at some point in the future I decide to...
Podcast.
There you go. And...
It's on record.
But I don't know. Well, no, I've always been open to... I guess being a stepdad, quote unquote.
That you're going to be a stepdad.
No, I've been open to it. So that's still a negotiable. It's not like a deal breaker.
Kids.
Yeah.
Having kids.
Right.
Mm.
And what else? I don't know. I'm still torn about religion. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I'm not gonna provide. I don't know, like a. I'm not going to be a church partner, you know what I mean?
And that's something you guys are going to have to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's already a consistent deal breaker. I feel like anyone that's already religious is looking at mine and being like, no, agnostic, no thank you. Like, I'm not.
That's what I do.
I'm not opposed, but...
Or apolitical?
I don't mind apolitical.
I hate when they're like, agnostic, atheist, apolitical. I was like, what do you believe in then? You have to believe in something.
I guess you're right.
So
you do.
Swipe left. Get out of here.
But,
or stand up for something. Yeah, I believe in Bumble.
Bumble.
Yeah, I guess you're.
I believe in
I guess it doesn't. No, it doesn't bother me. I think conservative bothers me.
Mm.
I just kind of assume everyone that's conservative is like.
I'm conservative.
I know, but. And you're like. I still have this, like, when I read it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still just like, oh, they probably believe in QAnon.
And that's funny, because then I see liberal, I do too, I'm like, swipe.
What? Liberals don't believe in QAnon, do
they?
Like
a, or just in a divided time. Or
yeah,
just think for the sure. extremes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like you immediately think the extreme.
Yeah.
And exactly. that's where you're like, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Dealing... For some reason, like, on paper, it's just, like, a definitive thing.
Yeah.
And...
That's but, like, why I don't put it.
You... I'm sorry?
That's
yeah.
why I don't put it, for that reason.
I'd imagine. Yeah, it's off-putting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To, like, sum yourself up that way.
Yeah, especially, like,
yes, these... to sum yourself up. Thank you.
And it's, like, the times. Like, it's yeah. The times. So mm-hmm. It's just hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or the pronouns, I don't dig. If they have pronouns, I say. Because I'm like, I'm looking at you. I'm going to call you a he or him. But if you're telling me that, then it makes me think, like, not that I have anything against it, but it makes me think, like, should I ask what you're is that how you say, like, should I ask you if you were biologically had different pronouns? Like,
it kind of does. Yeah, I kind of don't see the point of it on the site. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Or it's not really, it's just blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Because I feel like the website, the app itself should be already showing me options that identify as women.
Yeah. But then you sometimes get the couples.
Oh, right.
I forgot about the couples.
That's true.
Well, here's what I found out you could do. Oh. Remember when I said your radius that you
yeah.
needed to
yeah,
run?
Yeah, yeah, I need to talk to you about that.
And I couldn't figure it out?
Right.
Well, on Hinge. Me and my friend were on the phone, and she and I were talking, and I was like, I wonder if there's a way. So both of us at the same time created a brand new Hinge, mm-hmm. and instead of building the radius, you can move wherever the hell you want to. So I went to Australia first, and everybody's beautiful. Everybody has a six pack, and everybody's beautiful. Right. Everybody
so
looks like Thor.
It says that you're in Australia?
Yeah. You can pick anywhere in Australia, and it'll give you the radius there. So then I went there. I went to Germany. I was a hit. I was a hit in Boston. Well, but I think it's because they thought I was Italian.
Yeah. Were you pretending to be from there, too, though?
It just says location, and you can pick your location wherever.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But what is the point of that? Because I matched with a girl in Alamogordo, and it was like an hour and a half drive to get over there.
You saw her?
I did. That's a terrible story. No, you don't know that story.
Wait, when did this happen?
A few months ago?
Why didn't you tell me?
Not a good story.
You're addicted to dating.
I need to know this story.
No, but before we get into that.
Wait, do you date for the stories?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's what we should just
do. I don't even want to tell
this good idea.
I don't even want to tell this story. No.
I need to know this story.
No. But then I was just like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like I don't want to drive an hour and a half. Both ways.
Oh, I think when you really like somebody and you click, then maybe you should have kept talking a little more online before. Mm-hmm. Or met halfway somewhere. I don't know what's in between Alamogordo and El Paso.
I don't know either. Nothing. A whole bunch of desert.
But yeah, so she says to broaden your horizons because if nothing's working for you in your vicinity, which it isn't, obviously, for either of us, to broaden it and go somewhere else.
I don't know. Because that already kind of put me off to it. I was just like,
well, if anything, it'll stroke your ego a little bit. Because I was like, oh, thank you. I love this. So let me go somewhere else.
No. it's just pointless. It's pointless.
Well,
there's nothing. It comes to nothing.
Wait, you don't know that, though.
I guess.
If you talk and you're like, hey, she's really cool. And like, you really hit it off mm-hmm. texting. Like, have you really hit it off with anybody here?
Maybe not.
On Hinge or anything. No?
No.
Yes, not. Maybe not. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, then.
Maybe not. All right, I don't know. But there was this other girl that I started talking to, and she lived in Las Cruces. And I had never realized until I looked it up, because she asked me, like, because mine says a different area. It doesn't just say El Paso, it says a specific area.
Yeah.
And she was just like, so where is that? And I was like, oh, it's like far east El Paso. Not far east El Paso. Like east El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked up the distance between me and her, and it was like an hour. And I was like, I don't want to drive an hour. And I kind of told her, like, I never realized we were so far from each other. And she was kind of like, yeah, that is pretty far.
And then?
And...
Never talked to her again.
No, we still talk. I'm going to meet her today. Later.
Wow, Chris! What the heck? You've not told me about all of these.
Not really.
Have you met her before?
No.
So where are you meeting?
The outlets.
You are winning at this game. I've not been on any dates. You have already two stories that you've not told me about.
It's because nothing happens from it. It doesn't really go anywhere, and this isn't really a story yet. Like, I'm barely gonna meet. And I think we're just meeting as friends. I don't think it's a date.
Okay, what happened with Alamogordo?
Oh, God, no.
Why?
You don't want to know
that
story.
She tie you up? And...
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Did you hear about that girl? Where was it? In Austin or Dallas? What? She tied up her Hinge date or twin Tinder date or something, and I think she bit him, and then she ordered takeout.
Oh, man. I just I was watching Fresh. Have you guys seen that movie?
No, but I heard of it. It's Bucky.
Yeah. Should watch it.
The end.
Yeah. I'm gonna spoil it for you, but it's about dating. Uh-huh. It's kind of a thriller. Uh-huh. There's like a twist, so it's one of those
with
where
crazy I can't people.
Tell you. Yeah, there's a twist. It's pretty cool. I haven't finished it, but it's pretty cool so far.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought it because you said biting, so it's,
it's on Hulu. I don't want to tell this story.
Oh, I love Hulu.
Hulu. So what about Hulu?
No, Al Mordo. Just sum it up in like Spark Notes super quick.
Oh man.
She's crazy she bit me the end.
No, yeah, she's crazy she bit me the end. I guess I well right
away. Or
are like,
you the crazy one?
I was the crazy one. I bit her. I don't know, I thought I was just gonna go hang out, and the whole drive over there she kept calling me and just
what?
Asking me questions, and it was not a big deal. Like, she wasn't asking me weird questions, but it was kind of, I don't know, it felt overwhelming. I was just kind of like...
Questions like what?
No, just about, like, what I'm looking for, if I want kids,
why didn't you
kids.
Talk about this before you met?
Technically, we did. before I got there, she was asking me all these things. And, I don't know, like I said, there was nothing wrong with the questions, but for whatever reason, like, her personality was coming off very...
I need babies
strong.
Now.
Strong.
I need to get married now?
Maybe. Kind of persistent, needy. Maybe a little needy. I don't know. It wasn't like casual. It just kind of seemed, I don't know, it was weird. And then,
like a job interview for...
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
And so I get there and then she's already pretty drunk. And
what?
And then she just kept trying to get me drunk, and
oh my god, wanted, red flag!
I was just very weirded out, and I told her, and she, like, well, there were a bunch of moments where she just kind of pause and look at me and just be like, "You don't like me, do you?" And I was just like, "You're just kind of overwhelming me." And
she just wanted to hook up, then.
Yeah, that's what it sounded
what it was.
Like.
And she wanted to know if it was safe. That's what she's asking questions. That's what I mean.
Or that it would lead to something else, maybe?
Right, yeah, because you want to get drunk if it was something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
My theory. Maybe I'm not.
And I told her I was uncomfortable, and she was just all like, okay. And then I left. Well, she kept trying to get me drunk first. And I kept being like, I'm very uncomfortable. But
she
the whole...
Cute?
No, well, on the on her profile, yes, but in real life,
does she have filters on her profile?
I feel like they were just older pictures.
I don't understand why people do that. So dumb.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, like that's on the Instagram that I don't really use that much, it's just an old picture, so but like updating.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling you, actually, I told you, I think on one of the episodes, that I need to update my pictures. And first you said, it's fine because I look the same.
Yeah, you look the same.
But then on another episode, you said, update them. Like, yes, do it.
Oh, just for different pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I'm on different apps, and I just have the same pictures on all of them. Yeah. I don't like taking pictures.
Yeah, me either. They suck.
It is weird.
It is
because it's just like... Like, I don't know how to smile naturally.
Yeah, I swipe on all the guys who have the same, like, pose in every picture. I'm like, oh my god, we're done.
Yeah.
Love.
They figured it out. They know.
I know, but I hate it.
They know the one that works.
Or if they have, like, dark skin and really beautiful eyes, they're always like this. Like, showing their big eyes, but, like, in every picture. It's like, dude, we get it. You got colored eyes. Like, swipe. It's weird, these pictures. Me and the kids were swiping through last night.
Sure.
Yeah. And one of them was like, why do all of these look like criminals? And I was like, I know. So we had a good laugh. And then I was like, all right, well, I give up harder tonight. So pause it. Go to bed, everybody. We're done.
Yeah. That's fun.
I did match with Chris, but that's because he was sitting next to me and then he pressed it. So, and I like that we did that. That way we could see how it like what happens on the other side.
Yeah.
So that was very informative.
Yeah.
It was for research purposes.
She sent me a rose on Hinge.
Yeah, I sent him a rose.
But nothing happens. It didn't really...
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Nothing.
I don't know.
It didn't do anything. It just says, Rosina sent you a rose.
It's like poke.
Oh, maybe. I forgot about the Pope.
That was old.
I never did that.
I totally forgot that was a thing. Yeah, I sent him a rose and it did nothing after.
Which one's the one where you can wink at someone?
I think Match.
Is that a thing?
I feel like the people on Match are creepy. Is that just me?
I
think they're creepier than people on, like, apps.
I've met two people on Match.
And then, how did that go?
They were okay. One was the boring music teacher that I told you about. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't boring. We just didn't have a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, there was just, like, no overlap. Like, I don't know anything about music. She doesn't know anything about movies. But I kept bringing it around to movies because she wouldn't really talk about anything. She was nice, though.
You could have talked about the music in the movies.
I guess so. But we didn't. And, and then another girl. Well, I don't think I ever talked about it on this one. She was nice, and then she was weird.
Why?
I don't know. Like, she was the one, I think I messaged you saying that she had invited me to spend Christmas with her and her kids. And it was like two weeks before Christmas. And I was like, no.
So you did say no. I don't remember what we said.
I said, it's too soon. I think it's too...
What was she saying?
And then she said something. It seemed very passive aggressive. She was like, fine. And then she didn't talk to me for 3 days. And then when she did, she acted like everything was fine, like nothing had happened. And I was like, hey, you know, you haven't talked to me in a while. Like, you've been ignoring all my texts. And she's just all like, oh, no, I've just been busy. And I was like, I don't know. It just happened right after you invited me to spend Christmas specifically with you and your kids. That's how you worded it. And, yeah.
I don't think I'd even spend Christmas with somebody I literally just started dating.
Right. No, yeah, that's pretty much what I said. And, I think your message, your
about
response to that. Your response said, run.
Did I say run? Yeah, it's like too much. That's way too much.
Yeah.
I date people for years and they don't meet my kids sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta get the right vibe. So.
I don't know.
This sucks. We're all stuck in the same position we were 5 years ago.
Yeah, except I've gone on more dates. So I'm winning.
Yeah, you're winning.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst. It's like going on job interviews.
It is.
I just want to stop already.
Huh? Yeah.
I just got to be my own boss and be productive for myself.
So what are you going to... Oh, that's a chicken.
I have no idea. No, that's the thing also I was thinking about. So what happens when I get to that point where I'm like... Because right now the hardest part is consistency. Like my schedule is kind of...
Right.
It fluctuates. Some days I go in early and some days I... So my sleep patterns are off. So my exercise schedule isn't consistent, and I'm tired when I could be doing other things. And I feel like if I had more consistency, that would be good. But anyways, that's besides the point. So I know what I need to work on, or what I know kind of what's keeping me back. But if I get to the point where I'm working out normally, exercising, be healthy, whatever, being creative, productive. Oh, there was one girl who I even started going back to school because I was just like, I have to impress her.
Wow.
she has to be, and I hate school. And but I don't think I'm going to go back to school.
So you got to do this for yourself.
Exactly.
Words, is what
I have to
saying.
Do things for myself. I have to do what I want to do, the things that make me happy, the things I like.
What makes you happy? What's going to make you happy? Nothing at all.
Not a goddamn thing.
Finding a girl that I can do all this for.
Yeah, exactly. Finding someone who will be impressed by my accomplishments. No, I need to be impressed by my accomplishments.
Is your mom impressed by your accomplishments?
I don't think she knows about them. I think she's vaguely aware of the podcast. I don't think she knows I wrote a book.
Because I wonder where this comes from.
I don't know. That is a good point. I don't know why. But I always kind of... now I'm trying to think. Do I usually feel better when I'm doing these things? And the answer isn't always yes. Like the going to school thing.
Mm.
I was not happy with it because I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do. But I felt like this girl's not going to like me if she knows I'm not a graduate. So yeah. So I guess that's another thing I figure out now. What do I want? I do like doing the podcasts. I do like writing. I feel better when I exercise. So yeah, I think those things I'll try to... be more. But what happens when I get to that point where I am doing it for myself? Am I gonna be like, oh, I don't need a date?
That's where I am.
So get
yeah.
Get rid of this.
That's exactly how I feel right now.
Or am I gonna be? I don't know. I don't know how else it would be. I guess that. That's where you are?
Yeah. Like, I'm happy with what I'm doing and where I'm going and whatever. It'd be nice to have somebody, but I'm just like, if I don't... I mean...
That's good.
It would have to be somebody who brings something, like, huge to the table, you know? Like...
Like what?
I don't know. Just somebody who can keep up, I guess. I want to go traveling. I want to do, like, all these things, you know? And if we have kids, okay, let's do it, but... Stuff like that. You have to run in the same direction, though. That's important. Because if you're not running in the same direction...
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because, like, I will never date another musician in my whole entire life. I've dated, like, three of them. And every time I see that on Tinder, I'm like, oh, or Hinge, left. Not going to do a singer, not going to do a drummer.
What's wrong, musician?
Speaking in all kinds of terms.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, you said musician.
Yeah. No, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, why?
Well,
like three.
She said. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it's just not the lifestyle. I mean, I like music. I grew up with, like, all that stuff. I played a whole bunch of different instruments, but it's just not the life. No, I was taking drumming lessons up for a while. Mm. But, yeah, it's just not the life I want. Like, we can both be ambitious what we want, but if I'm going this way and you're going this way, and you're only... They tend to be very tunnel vision about what they want in their direction, because it's hard, but so is mine, too, you know?
Right.
So you can't keep, like, going in your own circles, like, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, you need to be equally yoked, like they say. You need to be two peas in a pod.
Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be cool moving if I married somebody and he had a job that we had to move, but as long as we both enjoyed his job, I guess, and I was could do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's important. But you gotta know what you're looking for, Christopher.
Oh, man.
First, you gotta know what makes you happy.
Yeah, well, I want a long-term relationship. I want someone who's gonna be there with me through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I know. Traveling, I guess it sounds good. A travel buddy would be fun. Even though I like traveling with my friend Joel and his family. what else do I like? I guess I don't really need someone to watch movies with. Sometimes it would be nice.
Yeah.
Whatever
happened to that person that you saw a movie with that she never wanted to hook up with you but made you think that she did? Because she's on her period.
I saw a movie with her?
She was on her period.
Okay. Yeah. That. Yes. Nothing. I never talked to her again.
Again? I thought you guys were supposed to hang out after her birthday.
Oh. Yeah, I think we were supposed to, and then I think I just didn't text her.
Oh, man.
I don't know. She's a flake.
Yeah, she is a flake. What about
so
you?
So I was just like, I'm not going to try anymore.
Do you have any cool stories?
Nah, I was trying to think of what you guys are talking about. It's the absolute thing. I'm trying to word it, but I don't know how to word it. Like, I don't think, like, being... Like, the absolute of just finding happiness, like, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, an absolute thing, or it's got to be, like, semi-balanced.
Yeah.
You got to accept the opposite of that. I'm with that. So, yeah, maybe you're trying to find just the absolute happiness, and that doesn't exist.
But even...
Or it's just, like, that.
Yeah.
You know?
But even, what's that guy's name? Steve Harvey. Maybe that's what you're thinking. Steve Harvey says to date somebody for three.
No, yeah, he's think like a man.
Yeah. Have you seen the stuff he has to talk about?
Yeah, he's a little hardcore. Yeah,
yeah.
Like business, dude.
Yeah,
well,
that
I've heard
and
business
relationships.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he says to date somebody for 3 months, and then you'll start to know who they really are, besides putting, like, just their best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
My friend swears by it.
Yeah,
like, let's think like a man, right? That's a plot.
Maybe accepting that from, like, the girls, but that's, like, it's impossible. You're expecting that, right? Just the happiness, or no?
Sure.
Yeah, because that kind of sounds like a Disney movie.
Yeah,
you're
expecting
you're
a Disney
for.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Me? No.
Like, your version of it, right?
I'm not expecting, like, an immediate thing, but, or relationship, but, yeah, I guess my feelings, yeah. I guess, would be more immediate, like, where I'm just kind of, like... Because there have been times where I'm just dating a girl, and I'm just like, this is going fine, and it is until they're all like, I'm in love with you, and I'm just like, oh, cool. And then that's where it falls apart, because I can never really tell someone, honestly, that I love them back.
Because you don't.
Because I don't.
Then maybe don't tell them, just say
yeah,
I'm
that's...
just not ready to say it.
No, yeah,
yet,
that's what
but...
my counselor said, too. She said, I can tell them that I like being with them. and that I don't really feel that way yet.
But you have to stress yet.
Yeah.
And don't say I'm flattered. Whatever you do, do not say I'm flattered.
And I think that goes back to the absolute thing. Like, it doesn't have to be an absolute answer. Like, things are complicated. You know, you don't have to answer, like, a definite yes or no. Like, try to be figuring shit out. Right? No?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, it's not, like, an absolute thing. Like, nothing's absolute. That's the... I think that's the thing.
Yeah, because then you'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, I'm fine with... like I said, like, taking a few months to get to know someone and get comfortable with them. And but, yeah, it's never really gone anywhere past that. I mean, yeah, we'll become boyfriend and girlfriend. But we never... Once they get to the point where they're all like, I'm in love with you, I'm just like, oh... Damn, I forgot about this part. You know, I didn't plan on this. Or it always happens much sooner than I expected.
Maybe I need to define what love is to you.
Damn, I guess I have to do that.
Maybe I should go into counseling.
It seems pretty easy.
It seems pretty easy.
All she used to do was like, so why does it make you feel that way? Or why is it? Why is this important to you? Why do you feel like...
Yeah.
It was always... So something my counselor... told me that kind of stuck with me is the five whys, right? So if you come to a problem, you try to assess, like figure out, well, why does this bother me? And then you come up with an answer for that. And then just say, well, why does that bother me? And then, you know, you keep going until you kind of find the root of the problem. And I was like, that's pretty easy. I don't need a counselor for this.
That's where you got it from, the counselor.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And maybe you don't need it for a while. But then eventually.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But, yeah, there were just a bunch of times where I didn't have anything to talk about. I was like, nothing new happened.
That's when they have to probe. That somebody told me that, because I feel like that a lot. And they're like, then you have a bad counselor. They're supposed to probe and be like, okay, well, let's talk about this aspect in your life. What's going on there? Like, that's their job.
Right.
Like, and for you to have nothing to talk about and for them to sit in silence is not a good counselor.
Yeah.
Fire them.
I stopped going, but...
Good. I'm like, good. Hire me.
She seemed nice.
You have to date counselors, and that's the thing that's rough about it, yeah. Because I'm tired of crying the first day and being like, I hate this person. Like, I never want to see them again, you know?
But that seems like a breakthrough.
Yeah.
It seems like a good use of your counseling.
I keep thinking of... Because I only know TV counselors. I've seen 2 episodes on it, so I feel like I'm an expert now.
Yeah.
Not really, but they're pretty funny. But what I got from them, I don't know if this is true, I haven't really gone to it. But yeah, you just, like, if you don't feel like you need to go, you like, they're not, yeah, they don't force you to do it, but they just, they're just there for you when you need them.
Yeah.
Right.
Or they like go around.
Yeah.
I heard that from a TikTok counselor. You're right. Yeah, that is where I get my information.
I saw it on this episode of Atlanta. It's really funny. This fool.
Chocolate.
One, no.
There's another one?
The one before that, I think.
What's his name?
No, the one something 2 episodes chocolate. Ago.
The Tyler Perry guy.
No, it wasn't that one.
No, I was just remembering that episode. It was a good episode.
It was really funny. But,
which one?
That concert episode.
I don't remember.
Because ultimately he did need it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of like a punchline. Right. Yeah, that was a punchline.
Yeah.
But he thought he didn't.
Yeah.
And that was funny.
That was a good episode, too. They're all good episodes.
And this was funny. Yeah, that's the same thing. That's my favorite show of all time. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned about codependency, too.
What show is this?
It's another one, This Fool.
Atlanta?
The Mexicans.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Funny, yeah.
I did see that.
There's a therapy episode, too, on that one.
It just came out though, didn't it?
Like a few months ago.
Yeah.
And in the first episode, the main dude talks about codependency.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard about it, but he talked about it. I looked it up, and I think that's what you were talking about. Kind of reminded me of that, and I think that's what I have.
That's what I was wondering about myself in drinking and social, if I had a codependency on alcohol to make it through, social gathering.
Right. Yeah. 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 So I don't know.
Interesting. You know what I did once? This is very embarrassing.
Oh, snap.
So I got really, really drunk with my friend. And I text messaged people. And I did not remember until the next day. One of them I remembered. And I messaged him. I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry. I was like so drunk. But it's weird. I I guess because, like, I'm going through this abstinence thing that I want to do, I guess. Like, nothing. No, nobody. Or anybody. So then, I don't know, I guess I was feeling frisky, so I was, like, text messaging people, right?
Yeah.
But I was like, what? I was like, dude, I was so drunk. No worries. And then, I guess it flattered him enough to be like, oh, she wants me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he was going to come into town, and I was like, oh, I really want this guy to come into town. And, like, he's cool, but I just, like, I was
drunk.
He
was coming specifically because of that
no,
text?
No, no, he was coming because he was going to go through some training. So nice. Yeah. Hi.
Can I have some water, please? Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm good.
Can I have a water also, please?
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
And the ticket. Thanks. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Should turn on the fans.
I know.
He never promised our second drink. Oh, did we drink it?
No, he wasn't there. So I couldn't
order
it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where he was hiding. Yeah, so anyway, so then I text him all this ridiculous shit. Like, I do not even want... I don't know why in my head I thought that this would be the good thing to say, but I was just like, I want to be with you. I want to have your babies. Dude, oh, I would shit. Fucking run. And when he told me that, I would fucking...
That's
but
not
I woke
a sexy
up,
text.
No, it's not. And I read it. I'm like, oh, what the heck? But it's weird that I messaged people that I don't want this stuff with. I didn't text people that I could see myself dating. Maybe not having their kids, but dating, you know, and maybe seeing where it went. I text two guys. I didn't know the second one.
Maybe he got confused?
No. No. I kept calling him via Instagram, and he's like, I'm so flattered. And I was like, why are you flattered? Because it was a call. Oh, and I was like, wait, why are you flattered? And he goes, well, you kept calling me last night that you wanted to have my children. And I was like, I do not. I do not. And I was like, oh, I was drunk. I was just drunk, but I text people in a different state, like East Coast, and somebody on the Northeast.
Right.
Yes, where I knew that there was no chance we could meet up.
Yeah, I think you knew that subconsciously.
Yeah, subconsciously.
Not only that there was no chance, but just that, like, if you embarrass yourself,
I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, these aren't people you're that interested in.
So now everybody knows. But, because I didn't text guys that I'm, like, really attracted to who I, like, could see myself dating or that I would even want to hang out with. I didn't text anybody like that. I was just like, you're over there, I'll never see you again.
Well, you didn't text me or George, so that sounds great.
But dude, it gave them the biggest freaking head. Like, they thought that they were, like...
Yeah.
This girl wants me. I was like, no, dude. I was just, I guess, just very drunk and.
That would happen.
I haven't been with anybody for a long time. Yeah, it was interesting how quickly their ego blew up. But.
Yeah, it's easy.
guys are super easy.
Yeah, but I'm like, what the fuck? I'm gonna be that Christmas party joke. One time, this girl. No, dude. We're not even compatible on any level.
They're telling the story on their podcast.
Yeah, for real.
I'm pretty good. No, I'm glad that I'm pretty good at not texting people when I'm drunk.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been getting drunk though. I don't like hangovers. Good. I'm so old now.
Oh, I know, right?
They suck. They're the terrible. Worst. Uh-huh. And I think what showed me that is the dry August. It was great. It was great going out and not being hungover.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Cool.
George, any drunk texts?
No, but I was going to ask, were you sleeping 8 hours too? Is that, were you sleeping enough during the dry month?
No, because I don't get good sleep anyways. So, like, right now I'm exhausted.
I was just kind of curious about that. I was here, like, 8 hours or something.
You know what helped me, though, is if I do not look at my phone. Yeah. Maybe 2 hours or 1 hour before, I realized that I sleep so much better. Like, and that's only thing that's... that I've realized is changing.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. I put, like, a stop timer for 8 hours when I fall asleep. And I always just wake up to see how much I missed or something.
And Ashwanda. Is it Ashwanda? What? Ashwanda? I always think of Black Panther.
Ashwanda?
It sounds like Luana again, but it's Ashwanda.
What is that? Nap or what?
No. It's an herbal natural supplement. My brother told me, and I had read it.
To sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It helps anxiety and everything and just helps you, like, and that's been helping, actually, and helped him, too.
No, yeah, I've been pretty good lately. Yesterday, I didn't get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I wake up and I see, like, Oh, I missed like an hour.
So maybe your body was just ready then, if you just woke up.
No, no, I've been doing better. I was just curious.
I'm gonna go to sleep study.
Huh?
I'm gonna do a sleep study. But I feel like I wouldn't sleep well because it's not my house in my own bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, just F it all up. So what are our goals for the next time we meet?
Well, I think we established I have to figure out
what love is.
What love is and what makes me happy.
Oh, and another question I was asking my kids, what your flaws are.
Oh,
that's
everything.
A hard question. But if you really think about it, you're like this, and you're like, I can only have one flaw.
Yeah. No, everything. Everything's my flaw.
Yeah. So that's what you're gonna find out.
Oh man, my flaws, my happiness, and what love is. I feel like there's a fourth thing.
I feel like there's a fourth thing.
God damn it. Anyways, what are you gonna do? What's your goal?
I don't know. We're gonna go on as many dates as Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. George's goal is to go on as many
Michael's
dates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go on dates.
I don't know.
Goal should be to
wait.
To join your friends more often.
I got mine. I don't know.
You already paid for
yours? Yeah, because he's already up there.
Georgie, I said I was gonna get it.
But
Hey, I mean y'all. Did you finish your CBD already, or your...
Who, me?
Your,
I've been thinking about it. That last time,
how
too
much.
Think?
Not your CBD, your... How much
THC.
You
THC.
I'm gonna put...
Yeah, your THC.
Fine.
No, I still have them.
Yeah?
Just that last time, I...
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I took the... I told you. Yeah, yeah.
You took a whole one?
Yeah, yeah.
And got it? Yeah.
I told you all, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
But did you finish all of them?
No, I still have some.
Oh my god, George, that was like 2 years ago.
I know. I just haven't really... I kind of forgot about them.
Are
last
they all
time.
Gross or are they so
No,
okay?
So that's why I took them. But the thing is I mixed two of them because one was stuck. Mm-hmm. I got one and it was stuck behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, they didn't do anything last time, so I ate both of them. I told you all of that, right?
But I gave you a mixed bag. I gave you the hybrid. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
But I took the two that were like separate.
Yeah, that's why I wonder.
And it was fucking awesome. Crazy. And it sucked at the same
Were you
time.
At work?
No, but I took them and I wasn't working. And I took them because I wasn't going to work. But then my brother calls me as soon as I ate it. And my nephews are graduating. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go see. And as well, I was driving, that's when it hit.
Yeah, it sounds familiar because I remember kids.
I was like, fuck. So I had to leave. And I had to go to my brother's house because he was nearby.
Because you were so high?
It was really fucked up, yeah. I really thought I was going to like get a car or something.
Yeah, it's scary. I can't drive.
Yeah, I mean, I was driving slow, but like, and then it was like a really, the parking lot was really bad. Like, you had to drive real carefully and stuff. But I did it.
There you go.
It was awesome, yeah.
I haven't felt like that in a long time.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're building. Those look like Rapunzel's castles.
Oh, yeah, right?
They're making like stores and all
like,
that.
Stores? But they're so weird, like with one window.
They kind of have it over there. Those kind of same structures. So I don't even know what's over there.
I know, those are weird over there, too.
It's
but it's
like
one window.
Shopping center or something?
I don't know, they're weird little buildings.
But, did you have goals? Did you say?
I don't know what my goals are yet. I'm still trying to find out my crazy, which is obviously texting people I want to have their babies when I'm very, very drunk. But so gross, dude. I don't know. I'm trying actually to pace myself because if I start drinking, like if I'm out and it's night, I'll start drinking, you know? So I'm trying to like really pace myself. And when I like somebody, I have a tendency to kiss them first. And I don't want to do that. I want... Oh, to find my more feminine energy. Remember we were talking about that?
No.
Yeah. Were we not?
Maybe.
Everybody has...
I just forgot about it.
Yeah, everybody has feminine, everybody has masculine.
Right, yes, I remember this.
Yeah, and okay. I feel like I'm more in my masculine because I have to be.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like I do need to feel like I need to be more in my feminine.
Mm.
And one of my things is I always kiss them first. And I don't want to kiss them first. All my last boyfriends, everybody have kissed first. And I don't want to do that.
What does that mean? Describe feminine. I can't even say it.
Feminine energy.
Kind of like.
Feminine energy.
Like if they like receiving more help. Other than I'm fine.
Okay.
I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
Because masculine energy likes helping.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
stuff like that. And instead of saying, I got it, that's fine.
More caring or something?
Yeah.
Or
graciously allowing them to help me instead of trying to be so masculine myself and being like, I got it, I'm fine.
Oh, right.
Or kissing them first. Why can't they kiss me first? Maybe they don't like me enough. But boys are scared sometimes, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So that's one of my goals. What about yours, George?
I don't know.
To go on as many dates as possible?
Not really.
It's not worth it.
Maybe we should go on the dates with Chris.
Let's go.
Chaperone?
I gotta go right now, actually. I don't think it's a date date.
That's where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
I think you had something to do here. You lied to me!
No, I told you I'm gonna go meet the girl from
my... No, you did not! You said
did
you
I not say that?
I don't know.
And the text message? The text message said you had work to do. That's why you were coming to the West Side. But it wasn't. No, you were coming to the West Side for a date, Chris.
I said I had to drop something off and that I have to go to the outlets to meet this girl from Las Cruces.
Damn.
I mentioned that. I did say that I'm gonna go meet her right now.
In the text message, though?
No.
Oh.
I said it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that I heard.
Yeah. But you're acting like I never brought it up.
Because in the text, it's because you didn't tell me about the Alamogordo, so now I feel like I'm out of the loop and I don't know what's going on with
you. Don't like that story.
When we're supposed to tell each other these stories, that's what this podcast is.
No.
Anyways.
I didn't learn anything from that. Oh, except for that I don't want to drive an hour and a half to meet someone. Even if I like them a lot, it seems very inconvenient. So I didn't understand the whole expanding my region thing, because I was just like,
I want to meet people closer.
But
you haven't met anybody.
Yeah, I know. But what good is it meeting people that I'm never going to see?
But you might.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't know.
I think that's kind of old school, I think.
Old school?
To stay in El Paso or what? Or old school is to open up your vicinity?
Like just meeting someone in person, like physically,
right?
Because everything's all digital anyway now.
Well, then,
I know what you mean, though. But to just do that is, yeah, that, like that's another option. What you're saying is an option now.
The radius, to meet other people, radius. From everywhere else.
Cause like half of like life is on digital, whether it sucks or not. It's digital now.
Plus, I feel like I don't go anywhere to meet anybody anymore, and I don't want to meet anybody in bars.
It's true also.
I've met everybody in bars, and they all go kaput.
Mm-hmm. Go kaput?
Yeah. And I don't do anything else.
Yeah. No. I've never met anyone in a bar.
No?
I don't think so. That's good, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. But we're all in the same boat still. I mean, we're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start doing what I'm doing, and I should start doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Trade place. Freaky Friday. That's the next season.
I don't think you want to start texting people you want to have their babies. Okay. I'll start doing that.
Or just start kissing people first.
No, I've done that. That gets me in trouble.
How do you do it?
Oh, because I always think, well, maybe if I kiss this person, I'll like them, and then...
Gets you in trouble because they fall in love with you?
Yeah, because then they're all like, this guy likes me a lot. Mm. And then I'm just like, oh, now I gotta act like I like
them. Oh, I mean, you gotta like them already and then kiss them. Yeah. You gotta just kiss them to see if you like them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, well, like I said, up until this point, I didn't know what was missing. Because, like, with that one girl that I met a few weeks ago, I didn't know what was missing, and I thought, well, maybe if I kissed her, I would see if I feel it. But no, now I know what's missing. It's just that I didn't really feel like you needed to impress her. I even wore a t-shirt. I'm wearing a t-shirt for this girl. That's more comfort thing. I'm more, I didn't mean it. More comfortable this way. And I feel like if I'm more comfortable, I'll be more myself. And
What were you going to wear?
It's a good thing. Like a button-up thing? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, just go normal. It's not a date. Right. Even if it was a date.
Yeah. This is how I like to dress.
What's her sign, unless she's a Taurus?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll figure it out.
I don't think I'll see it on the thing. Not everyone always puts it.
I don't know.
Anyways,
like,
is that the end of the episode?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh, shit. What did she say? Leaving right now. She should make it on time. Okay. I gotta go. Next season, guys.
Next season. Bye.
Bye, George. Say bye.